Title: Icicle Edit. Layer a glitch fill from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with Jungle Swing. Intro: Hi, in this intermediate atmospheres lesson we're going to build an icicle edit, a short, icy sounding glitch fill that sits on top of a Jungle Swing drum and bass pocket. Everything is made with Ableton Live 12 stock devices. You'll learn how to slice and layer break material, set up Jungle Swing, create glitchy stutters and granular shimmer, map LFOs for evolving microrhythms, and glue it into a 174 BPM DNB context. What you will build by the end, you'll have a one-bar glitch fill that works as an icicle edit moment inside a longer loop. It will be made of two complementary layers, a transient, chopped break-based glitch layer, and a shimmering pitched-slash-granular icicle texture. Both will groove with Jungle Swing and have automation, beat repeat routing, and return so they stutter, glitter, and sit cleanly in the mix. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new Live set and make four tracks: a drum rack MIDI track called Core Break for your main pocket, a MIDI track called Fill Rack for the glitch fill, an auto track called Icicle Shimmer for the high-frequency texture, and one return track named Reverb with hybrid reverb for wash. Build the core pocket with Jungle Swing, import a break, amen, funky drummer, or a tight DNB break, onto the core break track. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slice, by Transients, and use a 1/16 or Transient preset. That creates a drum rock and a MIDI clip. Play the drum clip and drag its groove into the groove pool. Duplicate that groove and rename it something like Jungle Swing 0/8/16. Edit the groove. Set bass to 1/16, timing around 65 to 80 to create the swung delay of offbeat 16 THS. Add random 612 for variation and set amount around 60-90. Drag the groove back to the core break clip to apply it. If you prefer, extract groove from a swung loop for an authentic template. Create the basic fill skeleton, duplicate the drum rack track onto fill rack, so the slices, align and timbres match. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip in fill rack, and program a fast sequence using 1/16 and 1/32 note cells with some rests. Apply your Jungle Swing groove to keep feel consistent. For a more authentic jungle feel, slightly delay the 2nd and 4th 16 THS by nudging selected MIDI notes +5 to +15 milliseconds. Make it glitch with beat repeat drop beat repeat on fill rack after the drum rack. Start with interval 1/16 or 1/32. Grid 1/64 for micro stutters, offset 0 ms. Gate between 1/16 and 1/8 to control repeat length, chance 50-80%, and decay 40-60%, to avoid infinite holds. Map two macros, one to grid so you can move from tiny 1/64 shards to larger 1/16 repeats, and another to chance for probability control. Add motion with an LFO, insert Live 12 LFO device below beat repeat, and map it to beat repeats grid or window. Use sample and hold or random for jumpy changes, or sign for smooth sweeps. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16 and keep the amount small, so it wobbles between grid values. If you want predictable fills, turn on retrigger so the LFO restarts on the bar. Layer pitched stabs for the icicle timbre. Drag a bright, high-pitched slice into a simpler. Set simpler to classic. Transpose it up around +7 to +12 semitones to produce crystalline hits, and curve the low-pass filter with a high cutoff around 8-12 kHz plus a touch of resonance. Make a sparse 1-bar MIDI clip that mirrors the fill rhythm and add small velocity variation. Create the granular shimmer on the icicle shimmer track. Use a bright one-shot, a bell, glass, or high-passed cymbal. If you don't have one, duplicate a slice and pitch it up 2 octaves and high-pass it. Add grain delay with grain size 520 ms, spray 530%, frequency 100-400 Hz for variation, dry/wet around 20-40%, and pitch between +12 and +36 semitones for a shimmering halo. Put an auto filter before grain delay set to high pass at 500-800 Hz and medium resonance, and map an LFO to the filter frequency for subtle sweeping. Glue the layers, send both fill rack and icicle shimmer to the reverb return with hybrid reverb. Use pre-delay 20-40 ms and a small to medium size to keep percussive clarity. Put a high cut on the return to avoid muddy lows. If needed, add compression on the return and sidechain it to kick/snare using a short attack and medium release to prevent the wash from smearing the pocket. Micro automation, for the icicle edit moment, automate beat repeat macros over a 1 or 2 bar region. Start grid at 1/32, then jump to 1/64 for tight stutter before returning. Automate LFO amount or rate to increase glitch intensity at the fill. Bring up icicle shimmer volume and grain delay dry/wet only during the fill bar S. Use a utility on the shimmer to automate width from roughly 60 to 140% for stereo impact. Final mix touches on each layer. Use a Q8, high pass under 120-200 Hz. Add presence around 26 kHz for icicle shine and dip crowded mids around 300-600 Hz. Add a subtle ping-pong delay after grain delay with low feedback and a high cut to create tasteful tails. When happy, bounce or consolidate the one bar fill to audio if you want to warp or chop further. How to use it in arrangement. Drop the fill at transitions, like an 8th or 16th bar before an arrangement change. Keep the groove applied to both pocket and fill, or hand nudge the fill so it breathes with the pocket. Preserve the jungle swing authenticity by keeping consistent microtiming. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overuse beat repeat with chants at 100% or an excessively small grid for the whole bar, it will wash out the groove. Always high pass fill layers to protect low end. Don't apply groove only to the pocket and forget the fill. That makes the fill feel off. Avoid large reverb tails before the fill that blur transients. Instead, duck or automate reverb sends. And don't overcompress the fill bus. You'll lose the microdynamics that give life to the glitch. Pro tips: extract groove from a real jungle loop when possible. Use sample and hold LFO's map to grain delay frequency for jittery micro pitching. For performance, map beat repeat grid and chants to macros and assign to a MIDI controller. Freeze and flatten a version when you're satisfied to save CPU and to resample new chopped variations. To accentuate icicle character, automate a narrow EQ boost around 36 kHz at the transient and quickly dip it out. Mini practice exercise: build a one bar fill from scratch. Set 174 BPM, slice a break to drum rack, make a one bar MIDI fill and apply a jungle groove with bass 1/16 and timing tilde 70. Add beat repeat with interval 1/16, grid 1/64, chant 60 and map an LFO to grid at rate 1/8. Create a pitched simpler at +12 and add grain delay on another track. Sidechain your reverb return to the kick and high pass fill tracks under 150 Hz. Export the one bar fill and compare it to a reference DNB edit for feel and brightness. Recap: we sliced a break, created a jungle swing groove, programmed a fast fill, added beat repeat and mapped LFOs for glitch motion, layered pitched simpler stabs and grain delay shimmer for an icy texture, and used hybrid reverb with sidechain to keep clarity. We covered mixing and performance tips and finished with a practice drill to lock in timing, groove, and control, so your icicle edit sits icy and rhythmic in a DNB mix. Extra coach notes, short reminders: remember, jungle swing is about microtiming and tiny late offbeats plus velocity variation. Choose slices with clear transients for glitch material and tonal hits for the icicle layer. Use prepad transpose slash volume to vary repeated slices. Place beat repeat before or after coloration depending on whether you want raw repeats or colored repeats. Use small LFO ranges so modulation toggles between nearby values and retrigger LFOs for predictable fills. Keep low energy mono and check your fill in mono to avoid phase cancellation. Resample effects heavy sections to audio to save CPU and keep an editable copy backed up. Finally, experiment with reversing slices, out-of-phase filter LFOs, and layered pitch tails for creative variations. Sign off: keep experimenting. The icicle sound lives in tiny timing shifts, subtle pitch layers, and careful high-frequency shaping. Practice the mini drills, save your fill rack as a preset, and you'll be able to drop icy glitch fills into your DNB tracks with confidence.